Were you there as crowds were coming in and out?
Yes.
On your scaffolding?
Yes.
How was that interaction?
Exciting. Exciting. We were there when the Who were playing in the ground, in the stadium as well. It's very exciting. Of course, we were a bit worried in case, a whole crowd crashed against the scaffolding, but I don't think we ever thought of that. We're more worried about the ladybirds, which stung us because this was 76, it was the hottest summer in living memory, and they were stinging us, particularly when we were painting the yellow bits.
It's a relatively busy mural.
Yes, that's it, that's intentional. I'd remembered from art school that one of my tutors, a guy called, let his name be forgotten, Len Stepani, said, look at these murals which were done in the Venetians did. And there was a particular Venetian artist, a colleague of Titian's, who did magnificent paintings of great feasts with lots of courtiers and dogs and fruit and vegetables and sky and gods and all this. And how interesting this is. There's so much to see. So it became one of the aims was to produce a mural which had a lot to see.
And there's movement, isn't there?
Yeah.
Because these aren't not static figures, they're doing things.
That's right. Yes. That must have been the aim. And particularly, yes, everybody was doing something. Except the children seemed to be riding bikes. And they were all portraits as well, or many of them, perhaps most of them were portraits
Of local people.
of local people, yes. So we'd have a session maybe about 5 o'clock, and somebody would come by, and I or Carol would do a drawing of their face, and then they could be attached to a figure on the wall.
Did they recognize themselves?
Yes, they knew who they were.